Let's just fucking talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast.
I'm Boston, and this is Matt.
Welcome.
It's like a fireside chat, really. You know?
Yeah. I mean, we were talking there for a good 5 minutes, and it seemed like everything we were talking about, I was like,
we might as well just hit record.
Yeah, we might as well just.
It happens every week. Like every week, we sit down here, we jump on at, you know, some of us are on at 9:30 or before. Some of us aren't. It happens, but we get to talking, and then we're like, shit, this is good stuff. Like, just hit record.
We were talking TV shows, and it's like, I was definitely like, oh shit, I want to talk TV shows. And of course, Jack's here, who's like, I feel like our TV godfather. So
yeah, so Jack is, for the record, not on time. Not that I'm like calling anybody out, but I'm just saying it's 9:31 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon, and Matt and I, we've been here since 25 minutes after 9. So,
oh my gosh, we could have been here at 9:00.
We do have an expected absence this week.
Yes,
and that is because Nick is traveling on business.
So fancy.
up here in the New England states, actually. So he was texting us the other night, and I was getting really fucking jealous because he's in one of my favorite. He was at one of my favorite towns. There he is. So he was texting us, and he's actually currently traveling, or I think he's gone now. But he was in one of my favorite towns. That's Portland, Maine. Portland, Maine. You can't get.
But by the way, that was Jack.
Yeah, you just using your shake weight, Jack? What the fuck was that? Oh, he's still muted. That's great. Look at him. He's just blabbing away. Can't hear him.
Whatever, he doesn't want to be here.
Yeah, you want a walkie-talkie over there, Jack? Anyway, so he's so Nick was traveling on business. He's actually one of my favorite towns, which is Portland, Maine. And Portland, Maine is one of those places that I go there every year, you know, during the winter, actually, during, you know, February school break, right?
Because it's warmer.
Well, no, we do it because my wife has time off, and it's actually been a tradition. So we started going to Maine in February because it was kind of like, so it started off like it was just Amanda and I, and I took her up there for our baby moon. So we got like a bed and breakfast up in Portland, Maine, and it was our last hurrah before our daughter was born.
Nine
years ago, right? She's nine now, she started the fourth grade today, which is kind of like messing me up a little bit. And then we didn't go for a couple years. I know. We didn't go for a couple of years, but then I had booked another trip to go to Portland. This must have been what, 6 years ago, I think. And it was a Christmas gift that I got for my wife. I was like, hey, let's go back to Portland. Let's go back to where, you know, we did before our daughter was born, and have it be like, remember I did like this whole like, you know, keynote presentation I put up on the TV. I was like, this is what we're going to do. It was actually, you know, it was a nice little,
that's cute.
Nice little trip. But, you know, the unfortunate bit that happened in between Christmas and that trip was when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. Oh. So we, you know, much like the first time, we treated like our baby moon, like our last hurrah before our daughter was born. Mm-hmm. The second trip was our last hurrah before she went through her treatment. And every year since, we've gone back, and it's the group that it's gone into a group. So now we have like 12 people that go with us.
Is that the
and
group?
It's kind of like, what's that? That's
not the beach house one, is it?
No. Right. This is in February.
This is a different group of people that he exchanges car keys with.
What? No, it's actually a very similar group to those who go to the Cape with us. No, so we go every year now, and it's kind of like a we don't talk about it, but it's kind of like a silent celebration, you know. And we've gone every year, and the group of people that have gone has grown and grown and grown, and now we've got like about 13 people, because we had, well, it'll be 13 this year because my buddy Dave split up with his girlfriend. So it'll be 13 people this year.
Way to go, Dave.
Yeah, well, she's a bitch. So good for Dave. Yeah. Anywho, so we go over here.
Maybe he'll get lucky while he's there.
Maybe. But the great thing about...
They'll exchange vaccination cards.
Yeah, right. Ooh, okay. The greatest thing about Portland, Maine, though, is like, you know, per capita, you know, in the square footage, you can't find better food, you know, per square foot than in Portland, Maine. Like everything there is just fucking awesome. It's like a culinary competitive town. So there's a lot of restaurants, but if you don't have great food, you don't last. And it's also become a haven for craft breweries too. So it's like this really foodie town now. And
but
it's
fun fact phenomenal. Though, fun fact per capita though, Portland, Oregon still has more hipsters. So
probably true. But I'll tell you, Portland, Maine is probably giving a run for its money.
Well, too. With you know, craft beers, you know, brings
yeah. But yeah, it's one of my favorite places. And when Nick was texting us this week that he was up there, you know, taking some pictures of his lobster dinner, like I came real close.
That was a bright red lobster, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen one so red before.
Well, you got to cook it.
Well, I get it, but I'm just like going, Jesus.
So I came real close to just hopping in the car and showing Nick around town, but I think he was with his coworkers. So
yeah, and great. I know he liked it. I know his schedule seems to be very confined.
Tight. Very tight.
So I know that he definitely felt like he couldn't just vacay while he was on this trip. So for any listeners in the area,
with the vacay.
He is actually kind of.
He didn't just dump us. He's doing work.
He's doing important shit, I guess. Now,
Chris, I was going to ask you, do you ever play Boston's Amanda to your wife?
Yeah. I have.
Okay.
And it has never once gotten me laid.
Because that's for some reason, that is Cindy and I's, that's our song.
Oh.
Because nice.
Because so that's gotten you laid.
Yeah. And I played it in our wedding dance and all this different stuff. But it's funny because the reason it became our song is because waited so long for the third album to come out. I happened to be listening to the radio and they said, oh, Boston song is going to go. So I popped in a cassette tape and hit record.
Yeah.
I had the copy of it before it came out. So Cindy goes, nice. I love this song. It's our song. I go, okay, but you got to change your name.
But just don't get mad 20 years from now when I'm singing about Amanda.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's a great song, and yes, but it has not yet once got me laid. So,
oh, man.
Go figure.
Hmm. Yeah. So, Boston, what do you have a song with your wife? Like, is there a song that you like, kind of say, like,
yeah, well, "Crazy okay. Love" by Van Morrison.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was our wedding song. It's always been our song. It's actually a really great song. Van Morrison, huge dickhead, but great musician. And Crazy Love is
most artists are dickheads, so
typically most artists are dickheads. Is that a shot at
that's our wedding song, but I guess another song would be Crush by Dave Matthews. It's another song that it's just one of those songs that just evokes so much emotion in a positive way, right? So you know, No secret, you know, she and I are live music addicts, as evidenced by the fact I'm flying out to Washington State on Thursday to go.
Yeah,
for 3 days.
You talked about it last week, so I was just like, oh yeah, I wonder what next madcap adventure you're going to get yourself into this time.
That's I'm going to the West Coast for this adventure. But yeah, so Crush by Dave Matthews. Is not Crash, but Crush is another song that is just evokes such happy emotions, right? So it's like one of those songs you just dance like an idiot to live and have a blast and sing along.
Is it the same? Is it the same lyric though? Like I'm gonna crush into you?
No, nope, no, it's not.
Okay, not that anybody would ask, but My wife and our song is it's from the Time Out of Mind, Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan. So
nice.
Which is just, it was kind of a happenstance song. It's kind of like more aligned with like just something that happened organically on our first road trip. So listening to that album out in the middle of, I don't know, Utah somewhere in the middle of the night. So I don't know. It just, I don't know if we like necessarily danced to it at our wedding. We didn't have like a wedding in which like, you know, there's like an official, like I'm going to dance and she's going to dance with her dad and I'm going to dance with my mom. That's not there. We didn't really do any of that.
Yeah, we were in Vegas and it was an impromptu thing.
Oh yeah.
We didn't have drive through. Was it a drive through?
No, no, it was one of those 15-minute deals.
Yeah, my wife's cousin actually got married literally in a drive-thru in Vegas. So they have like a shitty like picture from like the from like the booth. It's like you drive up and you're ordering McDonald's. You're ordering a wedding. And they did
you got it, my order they, wrong.
Yeah, but they end up coming back wife. and they actually had like a full on real ceremony. But they do have the picture of them literally sitting in their car getting married.
Yeah, we were talking that's about awesome. The cost and everything. I go, oh my god, because she was married before, and I said, and she goes, and finally I says, this is ridiculous. I go, oh, we had to pay for this. I go, screw that. Let's just go to Vegas. Don't you want a big wedding? You go, no, I don't care.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's
I just was going to say, like, that's how our wedding was. It was very small, very intimate. Like, the people that came, like, we put it on ourselves with our own, you know, yeah. You know, budget. And a friend of ours earlier that summer, I was in his wedding. I was the best man in his wedding. Very expensive, lavish wedding. Like,
yeah,
very to the top. And, his marriage lasted about 4 months.
Yeah.
And our wedding was about 4 months after his wedding.
Nice.
And we didn't know at our wedding that they had already basically been split up. Yeah. And our wedding was complete opposite. You know, it was on a farm out in the woods, like 30 people. Yeah. So it just, I think it just depends on.
Yeah. It's to each their own really, you know, yeah. Like, you know, so for us, like it was, so it's interesting. So, I was born and raised an Irish Catholic, you know, and my wife is Jewish. So how's that work? Right. Mm-hmm. So, thankfully, you know, her family, her mom and dad are on the extreme side where we had to like abide by all the rules and be anybody had to be converted or anything like that. So the ceremony itself, we actually had a justice of the peace, a woman, which I thought was actually very, very cool and fairly progressive for holy shit, how many years?
Better know that.
12 years ago, right? And my only thing that I wanted, like I you know, as the groom, you don't really have a say in shit. You know, if you're right. Planning a big wedding, I said, the only thing I really want is I would really love to. And I think we can't do it. No big deal. But I would really love to get married on the Cape, you know, the Cape referencing Cape Cod for anybody who lives in Massachusetts, we refer to it as the Cape. I grew up going to the beach down there and it's just like, it's like my happy place. And she loved the idea. So it took us forever to find a place that was going to be reasonable enough. And at the end of the day, it wasn't much about the whole pomp and circumstance of the wedding. We lucked out and got this venue that its backdrop was the beach, which is amazing, right? It was like an outdoor three-season room at a beach club. And the most important thing for us was to make sure that it was like the best party ever, right? So we made sure we had like, you know, the best DJ you could find. And made sure that there was no time wasted on the bullshit. And I apologize for anybody listening. If you got married and had the bullshit part of your wedding, to each their own, like I said. But we didn't have any of the extracurricular, you know, stuff. Like, you know, the...
But you did have some of the best cocaine?
No. No, we did not. But the funny thing was, though, they Matt, did have...
You were at the wrong wedding.
Yeah. I'll try to pull up a picture of it. They did actually have like the place we got married was, it was a beach club. And the way that it's set up is that like where the ceremony is, you go, you have the ceremony. And then after the ceremony, you go upstairs for the cocktail hour. And at that time, they're actually, you know, reconfiguring the area to be where the reception is. And it's actually pretty cool. So I'm going to see if I can try and find a picture of it, because one of the best parts was they have a bar, and this is actually a picture of said bar. Let me pull it up here. I'll share my screen. So there's a bar that they can't move. So the bar is always there. Ready? There you go.
Okay.
So this is not my wedding, but this is where the bar is, you know, and in the venue. That bar remains the same. And you can kind of see to the right. There was, and this is actually an example of where the cocktail hour is happening, you know, in the background. Good food. That's the location. That's the actual tent, right? So that's the tent. That's what it looks like when it's all set up for the reception. But at the same time, I'm sure I'm clicking through. I'm assuming there's going to be a picture of the actual ceremony. Maybe there's not, but
There's a lot of beaches. I keep seeing a lot of.
Yeah.
So this is like a club, like only beaches allowed.
Yeah, exactly. So, but picture that area here, this whole where all the tables are, is actually where they set up the chairs. But that bar, like I mentioned before, remains the same. That doesn't go anywhere.
Whoa. Trippy. That is trippy, so trippy. That's where the cocaine hit.
So I remember I was standing up there and waiting for the ceremony to start, and I saw my buddy and his girlfriend at the time, now wife, sitting down, ready, waiting for the ceremony to start. He's double fisting Sam Summer beers. And I look at, I go, we haven't even, whatever. You know what I mean? I was like, that's fine. And then it was like a trend. Like everybody had a beer in hand for the ceremony because it was just such a low key, like it was very us. Like it was just very laid back ceremony, and then the party afterwards was bitching, and I can always say that, like, I've been to like 100 weddings and not one of them has lived up to, you know, ours. It was
take that, Jay. Great.
Well, dude, Jay's wedding was fucking something else though, dude. Like, have you ever been to a Long Island wedding before?
I've heard
bananas in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember being at Jay's wedding and sitting there, like, crushing sushi and, like, filet or, like, some type of steak. Like, I don't know what it was. And I'm like, man, this is great. This food is awesome. I'm like, I got to get out on the, you know, dance floor and dance it off and burn off some of these calories. And they're like, okay, everybody, please join us into the main dining room for our main course and dinner. I'm like, what the fuck was this? like, I've eaten more food in this cocktail hour than I have in the last 2 years.
It's funny. I thought the same because I walk in, I go, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Great food and stuff like that. And the bar, you know, and they go, like you said, I go, wait, this isn't dinner? It's it's like when they said the after party. I go, what do you mean after party? They go, the party. I go, isn't the party
the reception?
The reception, isn't that the party? No, there's a party after.
Oh, there's
the party.
Always an after party. It just has various different levels of sophistication.
I don't know.
After the after party, there's the after after party.
In California, we're just like, hey, okay, we party as long as we can, then we call it a night, but I go, I've never heard of an after party. So then we went back to the hotel and now we're drinking more.
Oh yeah. So that's standard practice, Jack, regardless of where the wedding is.
Hey, I've never in my life before or after done an after party.
Yeah.
Our two weddings for our daughters, we had an open bar, which worked out great for me because, well, I had to pay for it, but it was, I had pretty good.
You were very kind. To do
yes.
that.
Yes, thank you. Well, we said, no, you can't charge for drinks. Just go ahead and, I mean, how many people drink? Let's see.
Yeah, all of us. I went to that wedding in D.C., you know, a couple few months back.
Your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, sure.
She likes the song Amanda.
Fucking terrible. So, I mean, we're in D.C. for that wedding, and it was beautiful wedding. Dude. No, I am denying it. This is an official denial.
Denied it late. I had to call him out for the denial, right, Matt? No,
because I have to shrug this shit off literally every week.
Every week.
95% of them, yes. So
I'm like, I don't know who to take whose side because I like Jack attacking you, but
you like the attack, but I also agree.
I also agree with Chris. So
fuck you both. How about
it's one of those things. As long as it's not me,
yeah.
I can't do double.
The after party of that wedding was pretty awesome. They had like a rooftop, like a suite in the top floor. They had like a huge, you know, patio, or whatever. But the best man went down to the McDonald's and spent $400 at McDonald's buying, like, and we got back to the table. It was like Tony Montana except substitute cocaine for French fries. It's just this long ass table.
You spent $3 on all
French fries and burgers and like cheese, like just name it. It was just ridiculous amounts of food.
This is the after party?
That sounds ridiculous, right?
No, I'm remembering when Trump did this.
Yeah, I know exactly what it was. It sounds fucking ridiculous, but I'll tell you that at 1 o'clock or, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, after a wedding's gotten out and everyone's been dancing and having a blast and getting a little fucked up, like you go back to the after party and you see $400 worth of McDonald's, that's a little slice of heaven. Like that's actually perfect because everyone was, partying and real tuned up and then... Boom. It was like the golden arches right in your face.
Cheeseburger.
The Mickey D's, like, slide it all out.
Big Macs, and I never liked the Big Mac. And now all of a sudden, I'm enjoying Big Macs.
Really? The Big Macs are good. You got nothing on the Whopper, though.
Mm.
No, I like the Whopper, but our Burger King sucks. It's literally the worst Burger King I've ever been to in my life.
I would argue that the Whopper is probably the only redeeming quality of Burger King. I think everything else there is kind of garbage.
Well, they're supposed to have, like, tacos like Jack in the Box tacos. Fried top, and every time you go there, we don't have them. I go, then why don't you take it off your menu?
Yeah,
you never have them.
Oh man, go,
can I get your order?
I'll tell you though, if you want consistency of knowing exactly what you're gonna get every time you go and have it be fucking awesome for the 5 minutes you're consuming it, and you might regret it afterwards. Taco Bell still reigns champion for me. Like, there's nothing better than Taco Bell late night after you're kind of fucked up.
Okay, Taco Bell. What would you eat at Taco Bell?
Crunchwrap Supreme, 2 crunchy tacos, and a large Diet Pepsi.
7-layer burrito for me. So, and if I'm really craving it, a Mexican pizza. Did I ever tell you about the time I worked at Taco Bell?
Yeah,
I surely
did. Say the employees are terrible. Well, you got fired, didn't you? Or you quit?
I quit, yeah. That's so right. Clearly I told Jack. So I did. I quit.
I quit, Mr. White.
I quit. Yeah, that so was I can't, that was
I can't
pretty
even
much
make it. This up. I can't even make this up. You won't believe me, but I want to show you the Taco Bell in my town here.
I'm gonna
share
Bell.
My screen again.
Jeez, it's shaped like a big penis.
One of the things I love about this.
That's not a taco. That's a.
So.
Oh. Okay.
I want you to notice.
It looks like a fork and a knife.
I want you to notice the address of said Taco Bell.
Looking. It's 420. Wow.
Oh, 420. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Not a mistake. It's absolutely intentional.
If I had my choice, though, I'd go with Del Taco over Taco
Bell. I've had Taco Bell. I mean, I've had rather Del Taco. Del Taco's good.
Very good. Their burritos. And again, I've tried for a number of years to get them to change the. I've talked about this before, because you have the meat, and they put the lettuce, and they put cheese on top of the cold lettuce, and the cold tomato on top of the cheese. It should be meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato.
I don't disagree.
I've bitched about this proper. For years. In fact, when my nephew started working there, I said, "Look, you want to move up in the company? Change it to the correct way." Who puts
I agree with you on this.
Lettuce in between the cheese.
Yeah, it's just going to get mushy. So,
but I guess there is an argument to be had is that at the speed and rate in which you're going to be consuming these tacos, and also the physical condition that you're going to be in when consuming these tacos, might not fucking matter.
It matters up here because know
that's fair.
It should be
the principle. It's a principle thing.
When I'm making a taco, I don't go, "Oh, yeah, let's put the cheese on top." No.
So I made a homemade Crunchwrap Supreme. Sherry in the chat says they dropped 40 pizzas at a wedding that she went to. It was great. It is. It's a fucking treat to have the food provided to you for the after party. It's fantastic. I went to a wedding at the Drake Hotel in Chicago. Mm. And they had, at the end of the night, they actually had a burger bar where they just wheeled in carts of burgers.
That
it was
pretty great.
Amazing. I made a homemade Crunchwrap Supreme from one of those Instagram recipes, and it came out amazing. Like, the Crunchwrap Supreme is actually fairly easy to make at home.
Nice.
Highly recommend. But instead of a tostada, which is the crunch, right? Like a big, huge, like, fried tortilla, I just took Cool Ranch Doritos and, like, layered them and made it on top of that. And it was, like, God damn it. I'm not even high. And this is fucking amazing.
I'm not shocked that it was amazing. I'm shocked that you weren't high.
Dude, you make it sound like I'm a huge stoner. I just get high when I talk to you guys.
And when do I see you?
Yeah, it's fair enough. So 100% of the time that you see me, I do get high. Yeah, it's a fair statement.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
Okay.
I'm also saying that I probably do. Shit, I think I get. Yeah, I'm a stoner. I'm a responsible stoner, though. I don't do it during the day. I come home, I get the kids and the wife to bed, I come downstairs and play video games or talk to you assholes, and when I do so, I'll get high.
Yeah, I don't blame. If I had the means, I'd be doing it right now.
Yeah.
Real quick, before I forget, crunched up nachos, like if you have a bag around, you know, you crunch up some nachos. Man's.
Yes.
You put that in a taco. It's a nacho in a taco. I'm telling you, it is the best filling you can add to your black beans, your meat, your cheese, your guac, crunched up Doritos. Or any nachos, really.
For anybody at home listening that is in a pinch and you need to make yourself a good taco dip or a taco whatever, take the same bags, you know, those little individual size bags of Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool Ranch works best, in my opinion. I love the flavor of Cool Ranch. You can do it with nacho cheese. You take the bag and you crunch it all up. You give the old squeezies and you break them all up, right? And then you open up the bag and you take your taco meat. You do have to prepare it. You take your taco meat and you just go right in the bag, put cheese and lettuce.
You did it the right way, though. You put cheese in.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah. And because you want to have the cheese in contact with the hot meat to allow an appropriate amount of melting of the cheese. Not a full melt, but the appropriate amount of pre-melt.
Right.
And have a dual layer of cheese on there. But then you have that bag, and you just take a fork, and you fucking jam it in there, and you eat right from the bag. And it sounds like the most ghetto thing in the world, because it is. It is.
Can you do it sober?
I think you can do it sober.
You can definitely do it sober.
And by the way, like, you're using the bag for something else.
It's environmentally conscious. Right.
And afterwards, I wipe my ass with the bag. So
but it's very slick, that Mylar surface.
That's a little weird.
But, yeah. I'm trying to help the environment.
You know, you want something with a little bit of, like, cotton. So.
But I'll tell you, though. Give it a shot. It's actually pretty great.
It does sound good. It does sound good.
Yeah. One other thing, because we were talking about Taco Bell.
Why am I getting so hungry? I just ate.
I know, right? When I worked there, I was in high school for a very, very brief period of time. I'm sure I've talked about my time at Taco Bell at some point on the show. It seems like I would have. So, but it was really shitty. I hated it.
I mean, I can't think of how it would be a satisfying job.
But I think everybody does. Everybody needs to do food service at some point and learn how disgusting it is, what goes into it, how people treat you, and how you have to, like, clean up.
100%.
It's just.
I think everybody, before they can interact in commerce, should have two experiences. Number one, you should absolutely work in food service, preferably as a wait staff member. And then also you need to work retail before you go into any store, and you have to understand what it
means. You should also have to own a small business.
And just watch it crumble slowly in front of you, like in slow motion and fast too. Anyway, real quick though, I was always the person at the cash register. They said that because of my hand, they didn't know what I could do. They never put me on food. Yeah, I know. There were several, like, lawsuits that could have came out about my time working.
You could have been rich right now, dude.
Right? I was like the Taco Kid, you know, like
Not. You probably wouldn't be, because at the time, this is probably what you're younger. You're what?
Yeah.
In the 16.
So it was like 1974. So, like, at that point, they didn't have all these laws in place. So it could be in your favor.
It was way before I was even born, but thank you very much. So I was you're always repeating back what people ordered, and I'm repeating back the order, and I never will ever forget this. I repeated back, and one Mexican penis. I meant to say pizza. And And it would be one thing if it was just that one incident, and then it was forgotten. And it was just forgotten, like that was it. Like, but I happened to say this to someone who I went to high school with, that was friends with somebody else that I was in high school with. So eventually, it got back around to me that this person, yeah. So a lot of people.
One of those stupid high school things. Oh, did you hear it, Matt said at Taco Bell? He called me a Mexican penis.
Next thing you know, you got someone writing and in Sharpie in your locker, just a big huge penis with a sombrero on it.
They messed up my first name in my freshman year of high school.
I think, by the way, I'm interrupting for a very good reason because tonight's episode's title will absolutely be Mexican penis.
Fair. I don't know if my story was really worth the title.
Don't give a fuck. You know how many titles we've come up with that have had nothing to do with the show?
It's either people.
Next going to look at it and go,
what? Really?
Is anyone taking notes for this?
I've been writing down. Okay, so far, I wrote down a couple things. So
that's good because the little I can do is possible.
That's my
motto.
Should we take a commercial break?
Yeah, it's a good
idea. Might as well. So
even the commercials are interrupting you tonight.
I don't know what else there is to say about that.
But you quit though, right?
I did. There was one day that I was working actually, and the stuff that you make the beans out of is like very, very hot. It's like a scalding. It's like just underneath boiling. And I had spilled it on my hand, and basically I just kind of got the brush off. Like, just put your hand in the ice tray. and
then serve somebody a soda.
Right? Yeah.
With your hand ice.
Yeah, like I said, there was multiple things about this.
Yeah.
This was back in the day when you could smoke near the 76. Food prep station. No, more like 90.
Bicentennial.
93? 94?
Sure, keep
it.
That's okay.
Anyway, after about three months of working there, I just was like, screw this, you know. And they'd put me on the schedule on some weird hours, and I just was like, it was kind of interfering with my school too, like, you know. And it just really wasn't worth the money, you know. It wasn't like I had a car. I was saving up for a car, but other than that, like most of my money just got, as you do when you're young, just blown away on stupid stuff like CDs, you know.
Goddamn.
Pearl Jam. Anyway, I walked into work, and I always kind of had a backpack with me back in those days because, you know, the 70s. And I come in on my off day because I want to, like, I was meeting my friend. My friends were meeting there, and we were all kind of, like, having Taco Bell to eat, oddly enough. And the manager comes out, and she's like, What are you doing here? Like, you're supposed to be on shift, right? Like right now. And I'm like, what? No, nobody told me. Like, this is ridiculous. And, I had wanted to quit. So I just was like, well, I quit. I'm not going to work it. You know, fortunately I already had my food. So it wasn't like, I was waiting.
It, right?
Yeah. She said, well, you can't quit, or you can't get your paycheck until you turn in your uniform. And I was like, oh, well, I just so happen to have it right here. And it just happened to be in my backpack.
So hold on a second. Let me get this straight. Yeah. So you went to this place. They accused you of actually having a shift when you didn't think you did. And you're like, well, fuck it. I'm eating tacos with my buddies, so I'm going to quit. So I no longer work for you. Here's my uniform. Did you then proceed to then sit there and eat post-quitting? Dude, that is a fucking power move like I've ever heard before. Like, if one of my employees was like, you know what, fuck you, I'm done, and then started shopping at my store, I would be so mad. That would be infuriating. So, bravo, dude. Power dick move as you quit.
I realize that it sounds like I was a shitty employee, but it was not the case. I kid you not.
I'll tell you right now, Matt, for those 25 minutes, you were a shit employee.
I know, but it was awesome.
Left him hanging. Not even
I left him hanging. I would wake up in the middle of the night with the bell noise because I worked drive through and it had this like weird like, and so, I was sleeping.
Were you the drive through?
Yeah, I worked drive through all the time, so I'd always have that like. I'd have nightmares about being in the drive-thru. Oh, yeah.
You used to talk like that?
Well, sometimes you would fuck with people. That was a lot of fun.
So, dude, one of my favorite moments of the Taco Bell near my house has to do with the drive-thru. Because at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're not going in. You're going to the drive-thru. So my buddy and I lived at the time maybe a quarter mile from that Taco Bell that I was just showing you guys. So it was one night.
Like a quarter?
What?
A quarter. You know, it was 420. Sorry. That was a stoner joke.
Maybe 425. Oh, quarter ounce.
A quarter ounce, yeah.
Okay. See, I never bought quarter ounces. I was never that rich. so we were, you know, one night it was like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're pretty high. And we're like, let's go to fucking Taco Bell. So we went to Taco Bell. We roll up to the drive-thru. And we placed our order, Crunchwrap Supremes, tacos, this and the other. And I said, I want two orders of chips and queso. And he's like, you want what? I go, chips and queso. He goes, we don't have no queso here. I go, dude, you're Taco Bell. I'm looking at it on your menu. There's a big picture on this menu, like a big, huge picture of chips and queso. He goes, oh, you want chips and cheese? I'm like, yeah, man, I do. And he was like, all right, cool, come on up. And we pull up to the drive thru. It's one of those moments I cannot fucking wait to see what this idiot looks like. Happens a lot in traffic. You know, you put someone cut you off. You really want to know how much of an asshole they look like. I wanted to know what this idiot looked like. And he pulls up, and I have never seen somebody more high in my entire life. Like this guy was out of his mind high, and he goes, sorry, bro, like I didn't even know, man. He goes, I work at Taco Bell, I should probably know that, right? So me and my buddy Dave are sitting there. I have tears coming down my face. Now granted, I'm also super high at this point, but like, so it's even elevated at that point. I am in tears crying of this poor bastard who didn't know what queso was and worked at Taco Bell.
By the way, right now he's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, no, you know, maybe not. Like he seemed kind of like your Grateful Dead fish.
He kind of seemed like a guy who stoner. Put anything into his veins.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Will I get high for 5 minutes? Worth it?
Yeah, man.
Well, for what it's worth, I mean, I love Taco Bell. And there's plenty of people at home listening right now or in the chat. They're saying, you're an idiot. Taco Bell is shit tacos. They're not great. I get it.
They're not saying that to your face.
You're not going to Taco Bell to get the delicatessen of Southern California or wherever, or Mexico, for that matter. You're going there to get a quick and easy fix. What's that?
Los Angeles doesn't have good Mexican.
Okay, San Diego County.
Taco Bell is basically.
I also do appreciate and love really good tacos. Don't get me wrong, but at 1 o'clock in the morning, there's only one fucking taco that I want, and it's a shit taco from Taco Bell.
See, our go to when
you're not going to read what Sherry put.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't see it.
I worked for Taco Bell for a year and a half in college. Hated the uniform. It was so ugly. I couldn't stand it. I had it tailored. You had it your own tailor. You tailored your Taco Bell shirt.
Awesome. Plus, you always said, what is queso? We have cheese.
Yeah.
I want to say that I think that Taco Bell uniform, though, ruined this backpack. Like I kept that backpack for years because it just was, it went everywhere with me. I had patches all over it and stuff. I'd saved it and you know, I was going through a lot of like items and mementos just recently. And I got to that and it smelled awful, god awful. And I had to throw it away. I was just like, well, I blame the Taco Bell. It's the curse of the Taco Bell uniform being in that backpack.
So there are some Taco Bells now. I saw this on TikTok. They're doing like a promotion in certain markets. Have you guys ever heard of truff hot sauce? It's a truffle infused sauce. You might see the advertising.
You know, I love truffle oil. Yeah.
So I discovered truff sauce like a year or two ago on Instagram, and they sell like these. They're expensive. You get like a bottle of their truff sauce, but it's truffle oil infused hot sauces, and it's so fucking good. Like I actually had it tonight. I had some chicken wings. I put them on my chicken wings and it was delicious. But Truff has gotten to an agreement where they're doing some promotional markets where they're actually putting Truff sauce on their tacos. And that blew my mind. I'm thinking this might make it. I don't know.
Like Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is actually in certain markets. Whoa. Oh yeah. So Sherry bought three because of me. I must've talked about this before. That happens. Sherry, do you like your truff sauce? Let me know.
I do remember when you were doing that. That truff. So yeah.
Good. It's so good. It's a very strong truffle taste, no doubt. So if you don't like truffle oil, definitely don't do it. Yeah, they said Sherry says they now have truffle mayo. They also have truffle tomato sauce too. Lots of truffle stuff.
And I love the truffle like potato chips that you can usually find in the market now.
Yeah,
it's a lot more. It's called truffles.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not called truffles.
He loves the white one. So they have a white truffle sauce, which is even more expensive. It's really
I've never even heard of this
because it's white. But you know what? In a few years, they're going to come out one, and it's going to be black truffle, and it's going to be even more expensive because it's just another color.
Well, black truffle is the actual truffle sauce.
You should
check them out.
We're gonna get the title Mexican Penis. Don't search for another title.
You should check them out. If you like truffle oil or truffle flavor and you like hot sauce, check out it's truff.com, truff.com, and it's very, very good stuff.
Did you ever see Chevy Chase's movie? Is it
Modern Lovers?
No, Modern Problems.
I got 99.
He gets radioactive waste falls on his car, and he has all these powers after that.
Huh? No, I don't.
Shows him snorting this long line of. But the only problem is there's a mistake because once the waste falls on his car, it's on there. It's not on there. It's on there. You know. It's
different. Oh, it's sure. Yeah.
But it's one. It's a funny movie that.
Modern Problems.
Is it Modern Problems?
I got Modern Problems, but the bitch ain't one.
He's got marital issues. I don't know. But he has modern
times. Modern times.
I don't think it's Modern Times.
Modern?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well,
John could be right. I don't know.
If only somebody else in the chat knew. So
he could be right.
He could be wrong. I could be black. You could be white. I'm trying to think of that 80s.
I was going
to
say one of our go-tos was Jack in a Box. And this one in PB, it's actually still there. But one time we went there, we were pretty stoned. And we're sitting there waiting for our food. Finally, I go up there, dude, where's our food? What's taking so long? He goes, I left it here on the counter. I go, well, we never got it. So we started raising the stink, and he had to give us they gave us another food.
They redid the order.
But so, yeah, someone stole our food because we were just sitting there stoned at the.
That's awesome.
At one of the counter, at one of the booths. Modern time. Now I got to look it up. It's not
Modern Times. Is the Chaplin? That's Chaplin, right? So like what Teresa's saying, because that's what it reminded me of. But well,
so I took my kids out to breakfast the other day, and my intent was to go to our local diner, which is we have a couple of them in town. They serve a really good breakfast, but the line was like super duper long. I was actually working that late that day, so I had the morning off, and. Long story short, you end up at McDonald's for breakfast, which, again...
Modern Problems.
McDonald's breakfast.
Didn't I say Modern Problems?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I every once in a while, I do love me a McDonald's breakfast. I think
Does your local place have a order ahead and pick up option?
Yeah, they do, but I wanted to hang out.
You wanted to sit.
I want to sit down and do
it. Is it good ordering that way? Because I always see people doing that. I'm like...
Yeah.
I love it because we have one that's just two blocks from us, and sometimes we could even order it to go for pickup and then just eat it there if we wanted. And then,
so, you know, so my son typically does not eat eggs. He's just not a big fan of eggs. And but when we went to McDonald's, I told him we were going to McDonald's, and his eyes just opened up. Right. So, side story: over the last like 4 days, my son has had leaps and bounds of improvement of his vocabulary and his speech. Oh. Like it was literally. I know the exact reason why. So we actually even had, this is a little bit of a tangent, whatever. I'm high. Seriously, fucking make DoorDash in 5 seconds.
This episode's been brought to you by McDonald's and Taco
and
Bell.
And edibles. So we went there, and I'm sorry, my son rather. So Jackson's been, he's been really constipated for like a long time. Like he was not pooping right. Like he was struggling. Like you know,
and you
sits
didn't
down
take
the corner.
Him to Taco Bell.
But he'll like sit there and he'll crunch in the corner and like sit there like and just like trying to shit. He just can't. And he's just in pain. He's all this negative association of changing his diaper because his butt hurts and all this type of stuff. And I felt so bad. In the meantime, alongside all of this, we're getting a little bit concerned because the doctor, his pediatrician, was a little concerned by his vocabulary. So we actually had what we call early intervention, which is at least in the state of Massachusetts. I don't know how it is elsewhere, but it's actually free with your most healthcare providers, where they'll send counselors over to the house to observe and kind of see, you know, their actions just to make sure there's no early signs of like autism and so forth and so on. So we brought it over and they're like, oh, he seems okay. He's just, they couldn't put their finger on what it was. And then, so we started, and then alongside of all this, we started, you know, introducing like Miralax into his diet to try and get him the poop and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I mean, this poor kid was just like backed up like the highway on 90, you know, on Christmas Eve. And he had a massive fucking like, ridiculously sized, like the
gates
biggest,
are open.
Like bigger poop than I have ever dropped, and he let it rip. And it was funny because he had his little belly would stick out, and we were like, "Oh, he just got a little bit of a baby belly." And then after he shit, the kid's like shredded. Like he had no idea. He was just so fucking backed up with poop. So, and after he pooped, all of a sudden he's the kid's like a fucking baby genius, and he doesn't shut up now. He has like an expanded vocabulary that better
holding
than most.
All
kids.
Of this in it was a cosmic.
He's just been so pissed off because he had to take his shit, and he finally did. And then this kid, he's all over the place. So one of his new vocabulary words, which he won't stop fucking saying, is shit. McDonald's. Because he fucking loves McDonald's. I'm like, no, kid, you're not going to go there every day. You're gonna end up being 400 pounds before you're 12. But so it's one of his new vocabulary words is McDonald's. So we had to trick him because he doesn't like eggs, right? There we go. I got back to the beginning of the story. We told him it was chicken.
Well, it's not really like everything.
My daughter thought of it. She's like, just tell him it's chicken nuggets. And he just crushed them. He thought they were chicken nuggets.
Oh, nice.
But he's a big fan of the McDonald's breakfast now. Sherry in the chat says, prune juice for your kiddo, Chris. Yeah. Yes, I agree in theory. But when was the last time you tried to give a two-year-old prune juice? Because it doesn't fucking work. He threw his bottle clear across the house. He's like, I don't blame him. Prune juice is fucking disgusting. And you're definitely not getting a two-year-old to drink it. So, I mean, we did all the different remedies.
Have you ever tried?
We did everything. Like, I mean,
have you
we
ever tried
all
prune ice
foods.
Cream?
No. We gave him all the foods, this, and I even gave him like suppositories. Poor bastard, you know?
Yeah.
And then the one thing that actually broke the levee was Miralax powder. And I just whipped it up in his applesauce, and he would just smash applesauce in his face and go nuts. And then next thing you know, it's like a fucking shit everywhere. But
all right, I'm good now, Dad.
Yeah. And now he's like, this is going to sound terrible. This is going to sound terrible. But now he's like fun to hang out with. Before he was just a little angry little bastard who couldn't poop. But now he's good. So
my daughter, who's just turned 32, I put on Facebook that she was 40. She didn't think it was funny.
Oh,
I thought it was
ouch.
Funny.
She's 32 and you said she was 40?
I said, I can't believe it's been 40 years since you came into this world.
Oh, my gosh. Well done.
I mean, because you know, you knew the whole thing. And she goes, "You gave Jay and Kayla loving things, and me, I go, I was trying something new. It didn't work." But she, Johnson's glad I'm eating dinner now. No, but when she was like 2.5, 3.
Sorry, John, the UPS guy says, "I'm so glad. I'm glad I'm eating dinner now."
Well, he's used to brown.
What can brown do for you, man?
But when she was, you know, we're trying to potty train her, she was afraid to poop, so she would hold it, and it'd be like a goddamn rock. So she would do her cock a dance. She'd dance it off. You'd have to hold her hand while she's pooping and stuff, and it would be like it'd come out boom like a goddamn boulder. And I said, just go to the bathroom. And she was such a pain in the ass to feed. Nobody wanted to, and her daughter is the same fucking way. Like every day, Ava wants McDonald's every day. I go, no, we're not doing McDonald's every day. I do it like try to do it like twice a week. At DoorDash, it delivers, and she gets the chicken nuggets. She loves her French fries. So today she goes, I made macaroni and cheese. I got goldfish, put some little fruit there, some other stuff there, some colored marshmallows she likes. She walks up to it, and she goes, no, I want McDonald's. I go, well, we're not getting McDonald's. It's not happening. And she wouldn't eat. She wouldn't eat. And my daughter goes, what'd she eat? I go, oh, she might add some cookies and some. She loves pretzels. She loves pretzels. And she might add some pretzels and some cookies. And I go, fuck it. I go, she won't eat. What do you want me to do? Whereas grandson, except he's not a big egg fan, and he's not a big meat fan. Like, you get him a hamburger, he'll eat the bun, but not really the meat.
Yeah. So bun, no patty bun?
Yeah, exactly. He's just bun.
Well, I'm probably the anomaly here because my kids never ate at McDonald's, ever.
You know what? Dude, good for you, because my daughter
didn't. I mean, I'm not trying to be like, hey, like, honestly, just never.
My daughter never ate at McDonald's until she was like 7. Like, we never did. We were like, we're going to hold out. We're not going to do it, blah, blah, blah. And then when you have 2 kids and life is just fucking bananas and like, whatever. Like, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, we're getting McDonald's because it's right there. I can be home in 6 minutes with a full meal.
And nuggets are healthy.
Dude, I got a cinnamon roll for my breakfast. Like, it was the most unhealthy shit I've ever seen in my entire life. We got the couple big breakfasts, got eggs, pancakes, whatever, and I got an egg McMuffin for myself, and then I got the hash browns. And my daughter doesn't realize you get a hash brown with her big breakfast. And she's like, is that one mine? I go, no, it's mine. I eat her fucking hash browns. And I was like, I'm sorry, those are mine. You want a bite? I'll give you a piece of it.
I like the Burger King breakfast better than the McDonald's breakfast.
I don't think I've ever had a Burger King breakfast, to be honest.
They have the croissants, and sausage croissant, and with the eggs and stuff like that. And I used to make them. I used to get the nice croissants at Wegmans, and it's too much work.
My wife will get on me if I'm trying to take more. She'll kind of get on me to be like, no, the kids, like, make sure the kids, like, if there's like, if we're fighting over, she's like, she kind of, you know, so it's just funny to, you know, because there are those moments. Cause you're just like, no, I'm fucking eating that. Like,
yeah. It's interesting. But to your point before, you're mentioning how your kids never went to McDonald's. Right. So like, but I wanted that so badly. I'm like, I'm not going to let my kid eat McDonald's. I don't want to be a statistic, you know? Like, and then I was just like, nah, floodgates are open. Let's fucking go. give me a quarter pounder of cheese, please.
The one fast food place that we go to would be, there's a Steak and Shake here within Indiana. It's kind of Midwestern. And I mean, you guys have Steak and Shake.
We don't have them here, but I've been to one.
I think we have one here.
Yeah, that's right. Because we went to one when we were out at one of the meetups. I think there's one that we had gone to. But anyway, that's the one place that my kids know, like, they can get a shake, you know, and there's certain, you know, like, hey, Dad, can we get a shake? You know, or like,
yeah, like, we'll swing. See, we have the Shake Shack. Do you guys have
the drive through though? The drive-through
for Shake Shack. I don't know. We have something like that.
It's insane. It's always like it takes 20 minutes
And I'm just always like, fuck, I hate this. I hate waiting. Yeah. You know, I just, I don't know. I'm an impatient person. Like, I want this and I want to get out and I want to go. And I want to fuck around with, like, you know. So that's why I like the order ahead. Like, even at Starbucks, like, I will, yeah. I can leave my house, order it, park, walk across a huge 10 pile lineup of people waiting to get in the drive thru, walk over, it's already made, pick it up, leave. And I'm just it's the most amazing thing. It makes me feel like that kid that was like, fuck you, I quit.
Right.
What I hate is the people at the drive thru.
Here's my uniform. Ruin my fucking backpack, you dicks.
The people at the drive thru that take like 20 minutes to order.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you? It's fucking
look at number 7, but can you substitute the burger for a fucking chicken patty?
And I want
no salt in my French fries. So they gotta stop everything they're fucking doing and put a new batch of French fries in.
Hold on a second.
I want one with salt, one without salt, one with extra salt.
Miami Mike's correct. French toast sticks at Burger King are the best. I think those are.
And you know what? I want a Diet Coke because I'm trying to watch my figure.
But
Cherry's Jubilee, and that's
before it. Before I forget, I got like some health statistics back today, and they're just so ridiculous. It said on the thing that I was 7 pounds overweight.
What?
I know. Fatty. I was like, how? How
you should change your name to Fat the Night.
Did you look at my BMI? Like,
have you not taken a shit?
Jackson,
you haven't taken a shit in a while.
Sorry, it was the most ridiculous thing. Like, because we get points, like for our health thing. Like, you know, you go in for your health checkup.
Yeah.
And you get points.
Well, your premium depends on it. That's good. What health insurance do you have?
We have Blue Shield Anthem.
Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty great. I'm impressed that they're doing that.
But it's switching.
Can they do that?
Oh, fuck
yeah. Sounds like a discrimination thing.
Your premium change, but should change by your health.
But yeah, is that the way they had it set up though now is that you get more points the healthier you are, and so you get more money. But I'm kind of like, what incentive is this for somebody who's already at a point where they're not getting any incentives and they're just. It's like you can catch things.
That's the point.
I know, but you can catch things early though, just by having someone come in for a standard yearly checkup, and so you're kind of discouraging those people that would be higher at risk.
You should be out jogging now or something.
Jogging,
ride your bike more.
Yeah, me.
I'm talking about you. Yeah,
because that 7 pounds that I'm overweight on.
Yeah, but health insurance companies can do what they can do. What the fuck they want. They can do whatever they fucking they dictate everything. And I was actually listening to I was watching a TikTok in which by the way, Jack, I'm fucking addicted. I told you, didn't I tell you to stay off TikTok? It's so great.
I told you to stay off it, didn't I?
It's so great.
Jack, your shirt today is interesting. Why is it shimmery? Oops.
Oh, he just got
colors on it.
Is it from your green screen? Is that what it is?
It must be because.
Sorry. I thought it was gold. And so, I was like, why is Jack wearing something that's gold? But go ahead. Sorry.
It's yellow and blue and whatever.
So I was listening to or watching these people talk about this. And I don't know if this is true, but if it's true, holy shit, this is going to fuck people over. But the concept was that, we're going to dip into the anti-vaccine chat for a hot second. But the fact that now that the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, and likely the others will also be FDA approved. If you go into a doctor's office or a hospital for an illness or whatever, and you have to, prove whether or not you've had vaccines, like you're asked if you have the flu vaccine all the time if you go into for any type of treatments or whatever. If you now say that you didn't have and you don't have record of having the COVID vaccine, now that it's FDA approved, this is the statement that's made. I don't know if it's true or not, but fucking insurance companies can decline care coverage based upon the fact that it was a preventable thing.
If you get COVID.
if you get COVID or a COVID related illness.
But see, I feel like
holy shit.
What if they say they didn't have access to, or they couldn't leave their house?
There's no one in the country that applies to.
I'm just throwing it out there for argument's
sake. Yeah, I mean, there's anybody in this country can get a vaccine within an hour at this point. But I just thought it was an interesting scenario.
I don't, I mean, I know Nick would have some things to say about this, and I'm sure he'll actually have like a list with him next week when he gets back.
Oh yeah,
he's gonna be like, okay. First of
all, I mean, there's obviously there are exceptions to that, you know, right? For medically exempt folks for whichever reason if sure. their team is not safe. But I mean, just the general idea that if your random average Joe walks in, you know, let's say in January of 2022, after we have other, you know, even other vaccines are you know, approved by the FDA. Like if they're coming in for, you know, treatment for illnesses related to COVID, and they were not vaccinated, they can technically be charged for those treatments because it was a preventable disease that they chose not to prevent.
I know there are some insurance companies that won't pay for anyone who got Johnson & Johnson because they said the shots don't work.
Seriously?
Really? Yeah.
Are you just fucking with me?
Oh, jeez.
No, I read that.
I wish I could have kept the straight
fucking guy. Yeah, that one, really Jack. Well done. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I would be.
I would freak Matt out.
I would. You know,
my wife's got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's what freaked me out too.
Well, and there are.
You know, the shot that's made for people that can't take two.
Yeah.
Oh. What do you think anybody's complaining about the shot? The shot is like,
I'm only kidding. That was.
I'm
don't be oversensitive, people listening.
No, I just
reference to the fact that there was the first shot many people can get. You take whatever vaccine you have available.
Pretty much, and there are people that have the J&J that actually opted to get or try to, and I don't know how they faked it to get another Pfizer dose, but there are people that did that. So.
See that Urban Meyer said he's the head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars. He said that when it was like a borderline player, that they put the anti-vaxxers got cut at a higher rate than people who've been vaccinated.
Got cut today.
And because he's an anti-vaxxer, right?
Well, really?
I wouldn't say he was an anti-vaxxer. He didn't want to get it for himself. Like it was, he wasn't like a protester. He was just like, nope, I don't want it.
But it's funny because he's not funny, but I don't know if John, the UPS guy, is still in the chat. But a San Francisco Giant just got tested positive for it. And you're like going,
yeah.
And we're
referencing Cam Newton, by the way, who was cut from the New England Patriots. Say, fucking mind blowing move. Like nobody saw that happening. Like for the last 36 hours of the news cycle, it's always been like, it's fairly obvious who the Patriots have shown who they're going to be starting the quarterback. Like anybody can tell this quarterback, like nobody in their fucking mind thought that Cam Newton was going to get cut today.
But I'll tell you,
it's a collective fucking sigh in New England. Everybody is pumped for Mac Jones.
But you know, but this, as people were shocked that, he was released. People were shocked that he was signed with the Patriots because he's not a Bill Belichick type of quarterback. He doesn't play in control. Even when he was healthy, he didn't play in control. He wasn't
successful here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm saying though, he's not successful because his body is just taking too much punishment. He's
taking a beating.
You can't be a running quarterback and take hits like that. He basically was a running back.
I was looking at some crazy thing. I was like, four or five teams in the NFL, their starting quarterbacks, the average age of their starting quarterbacks is like 23, 22.
Hmm. Well, look at you know why? Because a lot of these teams like to get the quarterback in the first 4 years before that fifth year where they have to give them all that money because then they suck up the cap.
Yeah.
You know, because Carson Wentz.
That's what we did.
Yeah. Yeah, but
you got Tom Brady in like the 87th round.
Yeah. Well, the guy that cracks me up is
every time I hear Carson Wentz's name, I just always think like it's a sound that you make that's not a good sound. It's like a Carson Wentz. Made a Wentz. Like,
hell of a wince.
Yeah, he took a hell of a wince. Like, yeah. Don't go in there.
I think of like Fallout Boy.
Who's the Jets quarterback? The
toilet.
I swear to God, he looks like he's 10. I know I'm getting older, but it's just like Jones.
So it's a new era, man.
But no, I swear to God. I mean, you look at like Mac Jones. Is it Mac Jones the Patriots quarterback?
Yep.
He looks young, but this kid on the Jets
looks like an adolescent.
Yeah, I go. There's no way this guy's old enough to be playing.
Well, yeah, Miami Mike says in the chat, you know, the average age, or not the average, the AFC is all under 25 in the quarterback position.
And they got rid of it. The Jets got rid of a young quarterback, and he went to Carolina, Sam Donald.
Yeah,
he wasn't that old.
I know that Chris wanted to keep this to a shorter show tonight.
I did,
and me too. I don't want to pull the car over too quickly here. First, before we go, Chris, there was something we talked about, and I thought you'd give your hot take on it. You started watching the show just by chance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry. I was like, what are you getting at? No, so I was on lunch today, and I've caught up a lot of stuff I'm watching. I just started watching season two of C, which is starting to be great. Dave Bautista, isn't it? In season two, if you guys haven't caught up on it, you should watch it. But I'm waiting for all the shows to come out.
What was the show?
With Jason Momoa.
I have it on my list because nice. I see the previews for it all the time.
So like Ted Lasso releases on Friday, C releases on Friday. A lot of shows release on Friday. So I was like, what am I going to watch? And I was like, looked at top 10 and Netflix. It was Manifest. You guys talking about last week. So I watched the first pilot episode. Oh my God, I just saw that too.
Yeah, that's what I was reading when you were talking about your show.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned that before.
Yeah, so Sherry, you know, obviously, you know, hope the best for your friend. Her friend lost their hearing after taking a vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it tinnitus or they lose hearing altogether? Because I know that tinnitus is a known side effect, but it's a very slim to none chance of getting it. But best of luck to him or her. But
hopefully there'll be some other things that might come along to help fix these things too. Sure. So, I mean, I know my daughter had COVID toes, even though we never ever tested positive for COVID, but when COVID was, and it's one of those things that like, she still has this aspect to her toes, you know, they go purple faster, and she never had that before. So it was a strange thing. Really, really odd. So anyway, go ahead,
Chris. Yeah. Anyway, so I did. I watched the pilot episode of Manifest, and holy fucking Lost wannabe! Like it's incredible. Like even like the numbers and this and like it's just like oh my God. So lost complete hearing. That sucks. Mm-hmm. But the show is, I can see how the show can burn out very quickly because it's just going to be like a formulaic thing. Like they're going to get together. I mean, from what I've gathered, you know, everyone's going to be drawn together with these voices that they hear and this, that, and the other, and then blah, blah, blah. And then nothing's going to happen or they're all going to die. That's pretty much going to be the.
And they're dead the whole time.
And they're dead the whole time.
What if they did that? What if they just were like, boom, and then
fuck it,
then,
we're dead the whole time.
Then you would be like, what the fuck? How can you fuck over Lost?
And like everybody was fucking everybody else when they're all missing, and this, that, and the other, and it's just like, you know, it's gonna be one big love drama.
Well, to be fair, I mean, it's been five years.
I mean, it also kind of reminds me of life. It kind of reminds me of the whole the blip within the Marvel universe too.
Yeah, like totally. Or in like Leftovers.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So I mean, I'll give it a shot. I mean, it seems cool enough. Like it's kind of it's a cool story. Plucks your heartstrings a little bit there, you know, with the kids and stuff. Yeah, I'll give it a shot. We'll see what it's like.
I watched Val Kilmer's Val.
Nick got around to watching it. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I have not, but I know what you're referring to.
It was really fascinating. I mean, it was because you think of Val Kilmer, you think of this guy who's, because it was always reported as a pain in the ass on the set. He's one of those guys, but he just, when you watch this, I didn't realize he had such a good sense of humor. Now his throat is gone because he had cancer.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. and he has to talk with the breathing tube thing, and but it's just like what he did is he was one of the first people to get like a camcorder, so he recorded everything.
Yeah,
you know, he was in this play with Kevin Bacon and Sean Penn. Hmm. And then, of course, Sean Penn comes walking out. He goes, "Come on, man!" Like, Sean Penn seems like he could be a dick.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And sure. then they later show their ass to the video. So you can see Sean Penn and Kevin Bacon's ass if you're into that. But it's a fascinating story because
if you're into that,
but it was worth the watch if you have time to watch. If you have Amazon Prime, give it a shot because it was really interesting.
Check it out.
Real quick, the show that I watched was there's a Netflix documentary about Bob Ross right now.
Oh, and I saw that. I didn't see it. I saw the
yeah
the
card and for it. Really really worth the watch. I'm there's 15 minutes away from the end.
He's a really good artist, right?
And I
happy
dreams. Yeah. I mean, I respect Bob Ross as far as what he did.
He had nice hair.
There
don't even fucking think about shit talking Bob Ross, Matt. You know you're trying to find a nice way to not talk shit about him.
No,
I used to watch him on TV.
Fucking happy PBS, trees, right? Man. No, it's just happy little accidents.
Was it PBS?
I'm not complaining about Bob Ross. But what Bob Ross has done,
he wasn't an artist.
No. Look,
you're an anti-Rosser.
No, yeah. I'm not. Okay, wow. Just hear me out. Hear me out. And
how
for
you
any
still have a Twitter account and you're an anti-Rosser.
hear me out, okay?
Stopped listening to you because I don't like the negativity.
Just for the sake of thinking in terms of like making art, okay? I understand that he blanked out. There goes Jack. All right, fine. Great. Easier for me to explain. So, I've got nothing against Bob Ross. All right. What I find weird or curious about him as an artist is the fact that he only painted this landscape imagery ever. I would be more curious to see a Bob Ross portrait or flowers or any other still life or anything else that he might have painted. That's what I want to see. I want to see the other side of an abstract. Did he ever go abstract and just do something different? You know what I mean? Like, He inspired a lot of people, and he had a very soothing voice, and he really got screwed over, basically. And that's kind of what the documentary is about, is how he himself got kind of screwed over in the business of Bob Ross, basically.
And always remember watching him as a kid. It was like ASMR, like you're hearing the brush strokes on the canvas.
Was it PBS?
PBS, yeah.
I remember watching mm-hmm. too, and you just... mainly because it was the only thing on, but they're watching just.
And it started in Muncie, Indiana, so really? I was surprised to learn
so
that
he wasn't a true New York artist.
Well, he actually his beginnings start in Alaska, and he served, and he was married twice, and you know, I don't want to like give too much of the documentary away. Like, you should watch it and just let it unfold.
Yeah, definitely.
Again. My only thing as far as an artist and creativity wise that I look at Bob Ross and I'm like, but why wouldn't you ever try something else? Like, it's like
so
listening.
He never painted anything else. He just painted.
It's like listening to a musician or an art. A musician. That's just like, this is my song. This is the one theme that I only deal with. And I'm only going to do that forever and never change.
There's a lot of singers like that, though.
There are. They don't go beyond that. And I think that's the thing that I would have liked to have seen other things. Yeah, just was there some abstract stuff? Was there some people stuff? Did he want to try a narrative? Like, is there something? And again, I respect the man as far as his craft and what he inspired in people. Like, I really enjoy that. So, but that's my take on Bob Ross. And by all means,
what's your take on paint by numbers? Did you, are you okay with that?
Well, it's very flat, and it doesn't really create much dimension.
I like those paints where all you have to do is put water on a piece of paper, and the paper changes color. I think that's just way cooler and easier.
On that note, we are going to end.
So hold on. I'm kidding. So I did watch. I actually watched two movies this week.
Two movies?
Two. It's two Marvel and maybe Marvel associated movies that I have yet to see. I finally watched Far From Home, the Spider-Man movie.
Oh yeah.
That I never saw in the theater, and I never wanted to, like, just in principle didn't really want to, you know, pay to stream it when I have all these other streaming channels already. I was just kind of pissed that it's almost in protest that they didn't put it on Disney Plus.
Right. Yeah.
You know, Sony thing, whatever. But I realized I have YouTube TV, and all these movies air like on FX or random channel. And all you have to do is just set the DVR and like it'll just save it for you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I did that. I watched it, and, dude, I loved it. I fucking thought it was great. Like that whole concept of Mysterio was like very, very, very cool. And how they built that character up,
and cool how it like ties into the whole universe too.
Yeah.
Of Marvel, the MCU,
and I feel like it's been so long since I personally have seen a Spider-Man movie, right? So I got the first one with Tom, what's his name? I don't know what's the Spider-Man's name? I can't remember his name. Tom something or other.
Tom
Dickinson. Whoever it is. The last time I saw him as Spider-Man in his own movie was like probably the first one, right? Because that's the only one there was. And that was a long time ago-ish. And I've only seen him in like the Avengers.
What's the
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Yeah,
what's
Tom Holland.
The first Spider-Man?
Toby Maguire.
Oh, awful.
And then Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. And he was like the way too cool version of
John Peter Garfield. Way too much cool. Better. The shorter version.
What?
But yeah.
Oh god.
So
anyway,
Nick would have got it.
So I think he's such a good Peter Parker. Like I think you kind of get lost in that because he plays with like everybody else in the Avengers movies. So for me, going back to like a very specific Spider-Man movie, it just felt really cool. It's kind of watch his portrayal of Spider-Man because he is such a great Peter Parker.
He is,
but. And not for nothing, Jake Gyllenhaal was fantastic in that movie, I thought. But I loved it. I love it. So now I'm kind of excited.
Marissa Tomei is in it, and you have Zendaya.
Marissa Tomei is. Tomei is. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Fun movie.
Well, I feel bad that she's the reason. I'm the reason she never got married. But that's a story for next week.
Yeah. I think I've heard that one before.
So did you watch the trailer then for the next one?
Yes. So that's actually one of the things that got me to think about it, right? So the new one's coming out, No Way Home, I think it is.
No Way Home, yeah.
And I didn't want... I watched the trailer. I'm like, oh, I don't want to read anything more about this without understanding what happened before. So I went back and watched it. But the new trailer looks pretty great. But the other thing I watched as well, too, I wanted to make sure, because I know it's getting a little bit late. But
hey, it's your watch, man. It's on me. I mean, you have to get up in the morning and take your kids to school. I gotta do it. Jack's gotta watch his grandchildren.
The second movie I watched, and this one's been out longer.
We're having McDonald's tomorrow.
And again, inspired by the fact there's a sequel coming out soon. But I finally watched Venom.
Oh, okay. I have not seen that one. Dude, how is it?
Okay, so it's fucking awesome. Like if you know the Venom character at all, like, and I remember I used to read the comics and stuff.
Jack doesn't because he doesn't know shit about.
I know what you're talking about because I like
Tom. They did such a great job with like the psychology of the two characters blending together. It was so well done. I really loved. I and Tom Hardy did a phenomenal job. Tom Hardy's a great actor.
He is.
I wish he was in underrated. More stuff.
He's in Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really, really dug how they made that movie. And you can tell it was definitely a little bit on the cheesier side when you kind of compare it up against a Marvel movie, no doubt. I actually felt that same way about Far From Home. Far From Home was like a little bit on the cheesier side as well when you compare it up against other Marvel movies, but I enjoyed the hell out of it. This has that same feel, but the concept of the Venom character is just so awesome. And he's a badass character in the comics. And they really nailed it with like how the two characters kind of interact with each other, and Tom Hardy did the voiceovers for it as well. So I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. So you should definitely check it out because its sequel is coming out.
Yes, which
I think next month or the month after. Carnage. With Carnage, because you get the after credit scene that ties you into this upcoming movie if you watch it. So the after credit scenes are cool because this is one that was like, what, 3 or 4 years ago when that movie came out? I think 2018.
And after the credits.
There's another one. Well, no,
that's usually how they do it. It's like,
and this one totally hits you from out of left field because you get the after credit thing, which is kind of the serious, like the movie bit, and then the after credits, it does meanwhile in another universe, and it cuts to like a 2 minute introduction trailer for Spider-Man into the universe or the Spider-Verse, you know, the animated movie.
Oh,
so because I think that preceded that release. So you're sitting there watching this, and then you jump into this crazy style of a cartoon that we are reintroduced to with that movie, and you weren't. And I can only imagine being in the theater and not expecting that at all, and being like, "What the fuck did I just watch?"
Yeah,
so it's kind of cool to see. But yeah. So who knows? We're gonna maybe get a sequel to Into the Spider-Verse too. Who knows?
Yeah, the now have you seen that then, Into the Spider-Verse?
Oh yeah,
that's fantastic, amazing. Yeah, top notch animated movie too.
Yep.
This is a weird movie where my son has seen Venom, but I have not, and it was one of those like he watched it at a friend's house. It's a PG-13 movie, and I thought it was going to be a little bit scary for him, you know. So I was like, okay, sure, you know, you could tell. Yeah. The PG-13 movie with your buddy, so
you should watch it. I think you like it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
We're gonna pull this train over because Chris, we were gonna try to keep it a tight 1 hour show.
It's Chris's fault,
and it's always my fault.
You gave us a whole bonus.
Those damn kids.
No, I mean it's your fault that it went longer.
I know. I get a little chatty after having an edible or two.
Yeah, after you have a good poop or have an edible.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, this should not go unnoticed, and I can't believe that I'm just remembering this right now. But we did have an email, so believe it or not. So you can always send us your email at rcadcast@gmail.com. Much like.
Where's Randy in the chat?
Randy. Here's the email. It says, on a mission from God. You guys are in luck. I'm on a business trip on the West Coast, and Prob won't be joining you tonight. Yay! We both win. However, while I'm here, my plan is to meet with Dean Spanos and have him talk to Twitter and intervene on Crackpot Jack's behalf.
Oh,
I'm sure that Dean Spanos can help get Crackpot Jack back on Twitter. We all know that Spanos is a big fan of Crackpot Jack. Go Chargers. I'm on a mission from God. Randito.
I'll tell you this much. If Dean Spanos is the only way I could get back on Twitter, fuck Twitter. I would never want back on
Twitter. Wow.
Fuck Dean.
I wouldn't take anything from your guns.
Dean fucking
very
Spanos.
Nick move.
Dean Spanos wouldn't want to
see what I did. Very Nick move.
Have you seen those things on TikTok where people go, hey, and they take a picture and then they bash the person they're taking the picture with? Have you ever seen those?
No.
Have you seen because your buddy gets what's that sleazy congressperson just got married.
Oh, Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz.
Some guy was like this going,
bastard.
Hey, can I get a picture with you? He goes, yeah, you're not a child molester. You're not.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that video. Because he's with Marjorie Taylor Greene like on a beach somewhere. Yeah, I saw that.
But people do that all the time. I would do that to be.
Could have gone this whole time without talking about this.
Can I get a selfie with you? And make sure.
Nice.
And I would say, what's it feel like to be a dick and dick over a whole city because you're greedy? You're a greedy fucking bastard.
Nice.
I would do it. I don't care.
Then Twitter bans you for a second time.
Fuck it. No, I wouldn't take anything from Dean Spanos. Fuck off. I wish I would have bought season tickets to the Chargers because that's what everybody's
what
doing.
What 10 minutes you would have had, Nick. Or Nick. Chris. I'm missing Nick.
Yeah, but they would have had – what people are doing is they're taking – because if you look at the Chargers schedule this year, Patriots are coming to town, Steelers, Cleveland, Vikings, of course the Chiefs, Raiders – and Broncos all travel well. I could have made a fortune by selling the tickets to out of town fans.
Yeah,
and that's what people are doing. They're not going to have a home game all year. It's going to be ridiculous.
Well, I've got an email here, and it says it's time to end this show.
Nice.
Well done. Nice.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm interested to see what these names are going to be.
They have a theme, and I wrote them a little ahead of time because I knew that Nick wasn't going to be here because, you know, he talks so much. So I was going to. All right.
I don't like this. It's lazy name rock name thing.
Okay. Well, there's a theme, and
get off of my cloud.
Yeah. Thank you to these patrons for making this show possible. Also, thank you for everybody in the chat for joining us live. We do appreciate it. We will be back.
Yes. Next. Thank you, Miami Mike, Sherry, John, the UPS guy. And that's about it. That's it. Will's here. Will's here. Yeah, Will and JP.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And Fisher Protocol.
Yeah.
Ethan doesn't count.
Aw. All right. Thank you to these patrons that make this show possible.
Fisher Pro. You and him spoiled me on Twitter the other day with Ted Lasso.
Ooh. All right. Attractive tack, excellent jawline, Rick Eckhart, ripped abs Richter. Extremely endearing, Ed. Majestically graceful, Maggie. Bejeweled, Joanne.
These were ahead of time?
Wait, you did this?
Yeah.
You prepared those.
Oh. I did. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So not on the fly, you just said, okay.
So you thought,
okay, this is...
So let me ask you, Matt, do you think that was your best work?
Well, you know what? I put it out there and I tried something different. I didn't give myself 30 minutes. It was more
let's
like...
Let's grade your own 10. Class curve.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That was weak.
We'd like to thank those people that make this show possible. Maybe not me, but this was a great show. It was one in a million. I'd love to end it here and come back next week. Good night.
Good evening.